It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. Sports Radio 950, KJRAM, and KJRFM HD2, Seattle, an iHeartRadio station. This hour is brought to you by Hardwick and Pendergast, personal injury attorneys.
No, I think she is. She took a hard fall off there. Okay, gosh, I hope she's okay.
Hey, welcome in. It's a Common Sense Tuesday. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy, Jimmy Moore. Follow him on Twitter at Cougs Go. We are broadcasting for a second straight day, damn it. We sure are. This goes on for another week, and actually might go on 2 weeks if I want to donate, I think, money next week. The 40-13 flag planting ass kicking studio. Big thanks to Dave Mahler from KJR. Thank you, David. $500 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, which I just got the confirmation email from Softy. Thank you, sir. Raising our total to $31,150. Headlines here on this day brought to you by VenueKings.com. The Kalen DeBoer press conference today, 11:30. Softy, speaking of him, will anchor our coverage starting at 11:30. So we got to work on our golf game. Brian Kelly is going to LSU. How about that? $15 million. Jesus, these people.
Is that what he's getting a year?
That's the rumor. Something around 15. Well, maybe. Did I read that wrong?
I thought I saw 10 years, $95 million, but maybe that's...
Okay. Well, maybe that's it.
Maybe that's off. Didn't he just a week or so ago say he was...
Oh, yeah. They're all liars. All of them.
He said, well, it's just like what Mike Tomlin said.
Not going to take another job. I'm never leaving. Just like Mel Tucker, I'm never going to leave. I'm not going anywhere. They're all liars. Every one of them.
They are.
God.
They are. But if you came out and said, boy, KJR has been so good to me for 18 years. I love it here. I'd never leave. And then some KTLA in Los Angeles offered you.
Going to Kennewick.
$1 million a year.
Let's be honest, because that's where it's going. Really not going to be a step up for me. It's going to be really a step down. Tri-Cities has got great radio.
Sports radio in Tri-Cities, I think it'd be fun. They have hockey there, right? They've got the
They do.
And the Tri-City Dust Devils.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they got the Hydro Races still.
Hydro Races. Plenty of Coug talk. It'd be great.
Yeah. Cheaper cost of living.
Cheaper
sunshine.
Cheaper cost of living. Yeah. Oh, God. What are we doing here? Javier Baez and the Tigers. 6 years, $140 million. The Kraken roll. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kraken are on a roll.
Sounded like you added some Ross Fletcher there.
Mike Benton tonight in the Kraken Audio Network postgame show from Network Central. Four of their last five. I was accused last night by somebody on Twitter. You guys aren't talking enough about the Kraken. And I'm disappointed.
Yeah, four or five. They scored seven goals last night. They covered the over themselves.
They did it by the second, into the second.
Yeah.
Just take the over. If you take the over every night, your kids and their kids and their kids are going to college.
All right, I'm going to start doing that.
7-4.
7-4. Yeah, they're beating good teams, too.
And you know, in the last 3 weeks, you know who the number one power play team is in hockey? Huh?
Lots of fun hockey going
Chris,
on.
Who's the number one power play team in the last 3 weeks?
Starts with a K, ends with a
K. Let's do that hockey.
You're damn right, it's your Kraken.
Are they?
The number one team in the last 3 weeks power play goals.
They were terrible at that
power
for a while.
Power play conversion, you're right. Yeah. Got a little bit more physical.
I think the guy with the big eyes had a good game last night.
Yeah, did Tanev?
Yeah. He did.
They all did. Yeah. It's fun to watch. Fun to watch them turn around their season here, right? Because it kind of felt like it was getting away from them. And they'd even talked about, hey, this season's getting away from us. If we don't turn around quickly, it's gonna be over before we know it.
I heard some rumblings about the coach even. I'm going, well, it's Haxtell? An expansion team. We're like 3 weeks into it.
God, who survives first, Haxtell or Carroll?
Oof. Boy.
All right, and the Seahawks, man, oh, man. just put it on one of those Viking barges, put it out to the water, and set it on fire.
Oh, the whole
all
thing?
All of it. Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I still... Can you find the sound horn?
The skull?
The fairy?
Oh, yeah,
the fairy horn. I don't know where it's at.
What'd you do?
I don't know. I don't know where I somehow got rid of it. Chris, I can't find it anywhere. Yeah, put it out on the... You know how the Vikings, when someone dies, they put them on the boat,
so
they
you
ship
should,
it out.
You should just be, you want a penny heart on there and a sword
on
Seahawks. But you want the whole team
Carroll
on there.
Carroll on there.
You want the
Wilson
whole team?
Wilson on there.
You want Schneider on there?
I have a soft spot for Schneider.
I do, too.
God, I really do.
It's
Schneider survives.
It's so funny.
I don't know
I try and be objective with this stuff.
Way to go, 12.
That's why.
Somebody's nice
every time.
Somebody's
way
nice
to go,
me.
12.
Yeah, he survives. For one more year. We give him another draft.
I mean, the guy called me when I got dusted, you know? I mean, I can't really...
Yeah,
I can't just sit here and go, well, yeah,
the guy likes
they
beer.
Need to move on from John Schneider.
He's a big supporter of Georgetown. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm keeping Schneider. Can we bring back Scott McLuhan? What's Scott McLuhan doing now? Because it kind of seems like when they had Scott McLuhan, everything was right in the world. When he was kind of holding up the draft.
Is he with the Jets? Is he with New Orleans?
We need to find that out because maybe that's what I would do. I think you tear down everything. Let Schneider have the run of everything. Bring McLuhan back and just kind of tighten things up.
Yeah. Well, I would give Schneider a lifetime. I used to give him a lifetime pass for... He was the one who found Russell Wilson in the third round,
but now
when you look at Russell Wilson, you're going,
way to go, 12.
Yeah.
That's why I want him to stay, just because of this.
Way to go, 12.
I like a GM that gets after it in a day drinking. I just do. Is that my... Why? Why are you laughing?
Yeah, he had that one interview that didn't go
hey,
so well.
What do we got down here? Do we have a hobo walk going on down here? Is that a hobo protest walk? What do we got there, Jim? Walking down Elliott. Is that a hobo protest walk?
No.
There it is.
Hobos.
Hey, where'd you put it?
Next to Heavenly Music on bar 3.
Heavenly Music. Oh, there it is. The cruise horn. God, good for you. Are you sure that's not a hobo walkout?
No, they just...
That's a big
they
group.
Don't look hobo-ish.
They look like they came from the hobo camp.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know what... I was asked this question earlier today. I go on with the KZOK after every CRT with Danny and Sarah.
What did you have any answers?
No, not none. I wanted to talk about the Cougs. They said, "Why do you want to talk about the Cougs?" I said, "America's team just had a great win." They're like, "They did." I'm like,
"You
guys really pay
been?
Attention, don't you?" I what would you do? Because I mean, something's going to happen. Something has to happen. They can't keep doing what they're doing right now. So,
short term,
I don't know. I really don't. I don't feel comfortable with either direction that they would go in. I'll be honest with you. So let's just play out the scenarios. Fire Pete Carroll, retain Russell Wilson, right? Because there's that camp that wants to do that. I would then counter by, well, what has he shown you in the last 3 years that you'd be content on building your offense and your team around? He hasn't gotten any better. Hugh Millen said it himself. Last 3 years, 4 years, he's plateaued as a quarterback. Greg Cosell comes on here every week with you, every single week. And I'm telling you, you got to listen closely to what Greg Cosell says and kind of read between the lines. He's not good in a structured offense. He's not good at reading defenses. He's only good when it breaks down and it's backyard football. Do you want to build a team in the next 4 years about a guy who's only good at backyard football? So there's that camp. Okay, there's the other camp. Trade him and keep Carroll. He's 70 years old. Are we going to really rebuild a whole organization around a 70-year-old guy? And I know that's ageism here. But do you think he wants to be a part of that? Look how much this is taking a toll on him now they're losing.
No. Yeah.
So what do you – I don't know what the
right
answer
is. I think Pete Carroll feels like he could build a winning team, though, with a quarterback on a low salary where you could use the money elsewhere for some of your – to shore up some of your weaknesses. I think that's if Pete, if you got him, if you sat him down, and if he was ever completely truthful and, you know, just kind of parked the optimism that he's always got off to the side, I think he would say that.
Well, he did something for the first time in his career. He threw him under the bus last night and actually criticized his quarterback. It was the first time he's ever done it.
Yeah, what'd he say? The film doesn't lie or something like that?
That's exactly what he said. And it's weird. It's funny. now that you say that, and I was thinking about Greg Cosell, it's exactly what Greg Cosell says every week. Every single week with Ian. The film does not lie.
Well, haven't we gone for years and years, though? I mean, we get the playground plays where he improvises and he makes big things happen, but haven't we seen him throw well from the pocket, too, over the years? I mean, not. I know recently we haven't, and even the last eight games last year we haven't. So did that just suddenly go away? I thought Bucky had a great question this morning to Mike Holmgren, talking about a quarterback getting the yips and losing confidence, because that seems like it's what's happening with Russell right now, that he's in between, indecisive. He's worried about making throws downfield. That he's got. I mean, he was sure lucky he didn't get picked off a couple times last night. I mean,
of course he was lucky.
I mean, there was one guy that was just terrible. Like, it hit him right in the numbers.
He was awful. The offense is awful. Waldron is. You know what? I'm so tired of this whole season, because it really has come down to two camps, and I've fallen victim to this. Like, there's one camp that blames the offense. There's another camp that blames the defense. I'm blaming the whole thing. It's the entire thing. Because the defense isn't good. And I'm so tired of hearing people go on Twitter and talk about, wow, the defense has played great.
Seventh in points allowed.
Yeah, well, what are they dead last in yards allowed? They're dead last in everything else.
I'm with you on that.
I mean, they did not play. I don't want to hear. The offense is awful. The offense is worse than the defense. The defense is not good. They got up and down the field from a guy named, is it Taylor or Tyler? I can't remember.
It's Taylor.
Taylor.
I think.
It's Tyler Henneke.
Is it Tyler? Is it Taylor? I don't even know his name.
I had a 50-50 shot.
I looked at you.
I bet on the guy last night, though. I liked him.
And I don't want to hear that they got too tired. The second drive of the game was a 12-play drive for 70 yards. They took 9.5 minutes off the clock. So save this BS. Oh, they're tired. They're not good. They're just not.
Well, they were tired, too, but they're not
good. Tired from what? The game just started.
Tired and not
Jesus.
Good. That's a bad combination.
The offense is worse. The offense is terrible. All of it. The offensive line is maybe the worst offensive line they've ever had. The quarterback is awful. They don't look at DK Metcalf.
Well, yeah. Well, okay, let me stop you real quick on that, on the DK Metcalf, because everybody's like, oh, he didn't get his first target until the third quarter. Is it because Russell is like, ah, man, you know, I just am sick of DK? Or is it because he's double-teamed and he's not open? Or is it both?
I think it's...
Do you think there's a personal thing there?
Yeah, I think it started with the fans only thing.
The fans only thing. That's what started it.
Only fans.
You care to
only fans.
You care to elaborate on that?
I will, because someone...
Okay, go ahead. Let's see how you elaborate on that.
I'm trying to find it, because someone had retweeted this.
No, but
someone had retweeted that his stats, his targeting DK, has completely fallen off since the OnlyFans story.
Yeah. Refresh my memory on the OnlyFans story. Go ahead,
DK wanted
Buck.
To have a threesome, but actually wanted a foursome, and then he changed his mind. He said, no, I
why
just
are
want
you
a
egging
threesome.
This on?
Okay. I forget what happened with Antonio Brown, too. You want to get into
Jim,
that at all?
This is where we stop. Antonio Brown. Yeah. I got to find it.
We got 7 minutes until break, and this is what you do?
Damn it. Where is it? So I got to find the stupid snow. It's hilarious.
Because last night, DK was open on the two-point conversion.
He's
wasn't he?
Open all night long. Yeah. How about the one play? I don't even can't remember where the play he ended up throwing.
Oh, to
D. Eskridge. DK takes his defender. The
slaps
guy
him on the ground.
Slaps him on the ground like a wrestling move, and just sits
wide
there
open
at the marker. And this putz doesn't even look at him.
The best part was
no pin. No pin. Time to win. Let's throw to Eskridge.
We're to a point where Jesus. We're calling the future Hall of Famer, best quarterback in franchise history, a putz.
Yeah, well, at least Dave Craig would look at him. At least here's what Dave Craig did in his time as the Seahawks quarterback. Yeah, he fumbled all the time. Fine. He had small hands. He was from Milton. But you know what he did? He targeted his best wide receiver.
Oh, brother.
What I learned from Steve Largent is how precise he ran his routes.
He didn't look away from Steve Largent.
He threw the ball
to Steve Largent, like, all the time. And I don't
know. Well, Largent might be open more often than DK, though.
Well, of course, because listen to Jerry Rice.
What I learned from Steve Largent is how precise he ran his routes.
Yeah, damn right. He was always open because he's the greatest, wide receiver ever.
You see DK on the sideline with Geno, too? I wonder what they were saying.
Was it Geno? That was Geno was trying to calm him down?
Well, maybe.
They were just talking to look like. I know what you're talking about,
Geno. I think Geno. Listen, I'll read between the lines with Geno, too. Geno's saying, I could do better.
Yeah, he tweeted and deleted it, what, 2 weeks ago?
I guarantee Gino is saying that to him. I could do better.
Well, DK thinks the same thing, probably.
Of course. He doesn't throw him the ball. It's hold on. I'll retract that. It's not that he doesn't even throw him the ball. He doesn't even look at him.
No, he doesn't.
So I'll ask.
What's
the
he got? Eight catches the last since Russell came back.
Well, I'm trying to find that stupid OnlyFans stat, and I can't find it. One, you know what? Next time, bookmark the thing, you moron. Because I do want to find it because it was hilarious. It just made me laugh.
Did you like it? Did you?
I'm trying to find that. I thought I liked it. I'm pretty sure I thought I liked it. Now I can't find it. God damn it!
You guys do that too. You like something, so you'll know you can go back to it.
I usually bookmark it.
I
thought that was just like an old head thing that I do.
No,
it's a good thing to do. It's okay,
so I'll ask you again. What are you going to do? Who do you choose?
I've been wanting to trade Russell for a year and a half, 2 years now, something like that.
Okay.
Well, especially now, you have to now, don't you? I mean, you need to get that draft pick back or some of those draft picks back. I was looking last night.
I found it, by the way.
I mean, what they have draft-wise, they got a second rounder next year, third round, 2 fourth rounds, a fifth round, and a seventh round.
This is what you do right now if you're John Schneider, all right? Because I think here's what I would do. I'm going to answer my own question. You trade Russell Wilson, you fire Pete Carroll. That's what you do. And you just got to start over. Because I just don't think it doesn't make sense right now. And this sucks. I sat through the damn 90s, so I know how bad this can be. But this is just not fixable because they don't want to fix it. They cannot get together and fix it. And so it's like a couple. They can't live together anymore.
And you see the interview too. I don't know who was doing it. ESPN beforehand. She asked Russell about the relationship with Pete.
God, I was blown away by Salters last night. I don't know about you, but I'm glad we have them down on the sideline.
Well, Christina Pink wasn't there anyway. No, I can't remember.
He's out of the game tonight, Lewis. He's got an ankle sprain.
Russell,
thank you, Lisa.
Russell's answer in the pregame, though, to the question about the relationship with Pete Carroll, you would have thought, man, it's the best relationship between a quarterback and head coach in the league. Like, it couldn't be better. I don't know how, I guess it's just like acting, you know, where you just believe what they're saying after a while.
Yeah. But the Carroll line, the film doesn't lie, you know. We are missing some stuff. I feel there's some guys open tonight with some chances and unfortunately didn't pick it up. I mean, that's about as critical he's ever been about to him. That I can remember. Wilson, he said, I could have played a little cleaner. My favorite quote, though, from Wilson last night was, we had a good first half.
We had a good first half.
That's what he said.
He had a couple good throws.
He had one good throw because a defender fell down. Because a defender went the wrong way. And that's the only reason Tyler Lockett got the 55 yards. Because the guy didn't follow him. It was a broken play. That defense is like one of the worst defenses in the league.
Against the pass, they were 32nd coming in.
They're awful. They're awful. And they still couldn't move the ball on that team. That's the only reason the guy was that Lockett was open, because the guy literally watch the replay again. He just stops. And remember, he covers, I don't know who was coming the other way.
It was DK. He takes DK.
He just takes DK. The other guy doesn't go Lockett. So if you take away that pass, he threw for 90 yards. They ran, you know where they averaged in the first half? 2 yards.
Well, for the game, they were what, 10 for 18?
Meanwhile, I'm watching, is it Tyler or Taylor?
Tyler Heinicke.
I'm watching Heinicke run an unbelievable looking offense at times. Fast, motion, jet sweeps, throwing the ball to the backs, getting the ball out fast. Well, that kind of would look fun, wouldn't it?
Boy.
I'm envious of what the Washington football team is doing.
Yeah, they were efficient for sure.
Shout out Jack Del Rio, huh?
Defense. He's the defensive coordinator, but Scott Turner's the offensive coordinator, Norv Turner's kid.
So. Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, Gibson looked good. J.D. McKissick?
Yes, looked great.
Two touchdowns, huh?
Yeah. Running screens, dumping it off.
They had the screen in the first.
Hey, Jordan Brooks played his ass off.
Yeah, he played
That was Jordan
well.
Brooks' best game.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He was everywhere.
He looked great last night.
Yeah, there's some good hits out there, too.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We got another Jamal Adams at the goal line. Hey, just why don't you go ahead in the end zone? Ole, go ahead.
I thought that, too. When I saw the replay.
Everyone should think
when
that.
When I saw that, I thought, God, he didn't make that much of an effort. And then I thought, well, maybe Bobby just screened him out.
And my wife brings up a good point. See, agree or disagree. Why does a strong safety need a hand warmer bag on?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What are we doing here? Isn't he a strong safety? Isn't that should be reserved for quarterbacks?
Yeah.
The little hand warmer thing?
Yeah, I
Does
guess.
Cam Chancellor wear a hand warmer, you think?
Probably not. Probably not.
I'll have to go back and watch
just
that
an
game.
Odd observation from the CEO last night.
And were you thinking, hey, that was great that Jamal got an interception? Or were you thinking, man, anybody could have caught that one?
No, I thought like everyone else who said the same thing on Twitter last night, I'm surprised he caught it.
Were you? Yeah. No, anyone could have caught that. But still, I mean, he made the play. At least he didn't drop it.
We had an unnecessary celebration last night for a play that they had no impact on from Sidney Jones. I thought that was great. When the ball went through McLaurin's hands, and then he got up and did the no catch. And I'm like, you didn't have anything to do with that, sir. Nothing. You got beat. He dropped the ball.
Maybe it was the peripheral vision that, you know, the receiver just.
No catch!
That should be a penalty.
I agree. 15 Anytime. Yards and ejection.
No, we don't want to check them.
15 yards and the barge.
Okay, so you want to get rid of Pete and Russ.
I'm calling Schneider. The Philadelphia Eagles right now. I'm asking for 3 number ones, 2 number ones in a second, and Gardner Minshew, and we start over.
Boy, aren't you worried, though? Each week, you That's want Russell to be better just for this
yeah,
team.
Yeah, because now his trade value is going to the tank.
The trade value is going down.
Eagles call back, how about we give you a fourth and a fifth?
It's
all right, we'll take it.
That's what I keep thinking. Man, if they think they're going to get 2 firsts right now.
You want to know why Russell Wilson doesn't look at DK Metcalf? A guy named Adam on Twitter came up with the numbers from the time that DK visited OnlyFans. We'll share those numbers coming up next as we broadcast from the 40-13 flag-planting, ass-kicking studio here on Sports Radio 950 KJR. Big thanks to Dave Softy-Mahler, $500 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total to $31,150. Reminder, the Kalen DeBoer press conference coming up today at 11:30.
Now back to Puck and the Go-To Guy, Jim Moore, powered by Redbox on Seattle Sports Radio 950 KJR and free on the iHeartRadio app.
Way to go, 12.
All right, it's Puck and the Go-To Guy, Jim Moore. Follow him on Twitter at CougsGo. Myself, Jason Puck at 20. Christopher Anthony Kidds in the Redbox booth, smarter way to watch and play. Of course, we are in the world-renowned, the 40-13 flag-planting, ass-kicking studio here on 950 KJR. Big thanks to Dave Softy-Mahler. His $500 donation to the Ronald McDonald House, raising our total to $31,150. The Kalen DeBoer press conference today, coming up 11:30. Softy will anchor our coverage starting there at 11:30 from Montlake. Seahawks again lose there yesterday to the Washington football team, and I don't know. I mean, thanks to just some last-second heroics, a pass interference, and then another coverage breakdown from the worst defense in the NFL, stopping the pass. They actually had a shot to win the game, or tie it up, for God's sakes. And then almost the onside kick.
Did you know that rule?
No.
Did anyone know that rule?
I don't think anyone knew the rule.
I thought when they had a flag, I thought it might be because the ball didn't go
10 yards.
10 yards. I was waiting for the replay to see if it made it to that yard line that would have qualified for 10 yards, but then
kind of a crappy rule, huh?
Well, yeah.
Doesn't it really just seem kind of like a real unnecessary rule?
Then the guy in the booth, the rules analyst, he was
John
taking
Perry?
Heat on Twitter.
He's a putz.
Yeah. Are any of those guys good? I like Blandino.
Who's the guy on CBS? Steratore?
Oh, with the glasses?
No, the guy on CBS. Steratore, is that his name? Gene Steratore?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. He's good.
Who's the other guy? The one with the glasses.
Glasses.
The Pac-12 guy?
Yeah.
We
need some ginkgo.
I think it was a Pac-12 guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
we need some,
I like that guy too. But No, I didn't know that rule. I guess it was a safety thing where they were trying to avoid collisions and spreading them out more.
I liked it when you really overload the whole side. I mean, the whole idea is to get the damn ball.
I know. God. If you're Ron Rivera, I think the first order of business today is to work on the onside recovery team because they were shaky even on that one that they got.
I mean, as much credit you want to give the defense, I mean, I also think that Scott Turner for Washington should get some credit, too, for three straight series on third and one of running it up the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as you want to defend them, they sat on – once they got 17, they sat on it because they didn't want to – they felt their defense was playing so well, they didn't want to risk it at all. The only thing that would hurt them would be a turnover. And so they got conservative. And then the second they needed a drive, what'd they go do? They went right back down the field on them.
Yeah.
It ended with the low. Did you think that was a catch or not a catch? I mean,
I thought it was a catch.
It was called a touchdown on the field. I don't know how you can reverse that.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought. When they went to replay, and you know what's going to happen when they go to replay, too. You can just base it on how long the guy's looking. And if it's a long time, then they're changing it. And so, sure enough, it was good news for the Seahawks. But, yeah, I thought it was going to be one of those where, okay, call the touchdown on the field. They're going to keep it because there's not enough there. And if they'd called it incomplete, there wouldn't have been enough to change it to a touchdown.
Yeah.
So, but it was strange with, I mean, the play that Rasheem Green made on Joe Sly blocking it and then getting the 2 points out of it. And then Joe Sly not being able to come back. And I can't believe they didn't have somebody when they were down at the 5 yard line who could have kicked a field goal and had him put him ahead 20-9.
Did they not say the punter could kick from like an extra?
Don't miss the Husky press conference this morning at 11:30 as they introduce new Husky football coach Kalen DeBoer. Softy is there for it all and joined afterwards by the guys from Dogman.com on your home for the Huskies. Sports Radio 950, KJ.
Your pointer 30
he was
yards.
0 for 3. He's not.
Put him out there.
I heard he was 1 for 6 in college, too,
that's
or something.
1 for 6 in college, and he didn't make any in the NFL.
And did they really put him on the podium after the game? They put the punter on the podium.
Yeah. Yeah, Taylor Way or something, or Tressway?
Tressway. Yeah. Great name,
right?
God.
And correction, Jesus, it is Taylor Hennicky.
That's
were
what
right.
I said.
Yeah.
I said Taylor.
I know, and then you screwed me up.
No, you...
Tressway. I mean, if that's not a porn name, I don't know what
oh,
is.
Oh, goodness.
What? It is.
Tressway. Yeah.
Friedway.
Starring in...
But you
Romeo's Got Juliet. It's Tressway.
Wow. It would have been a 22-yard field goal.
We know where Puck's going after radio. Production.
Yeah. Matrix Undressed, starring Tressway. So what would you do? Hey, can I clarify on the whole, like, what do you do scenarios with this team?
Yeah, sure.
If you want to decide to keep Pete Carroll, let's Schneider, well, Jody Allen, when she gets back from, from Africa, if she decides to keep...
What would she be in Africa
She's
for?
Stealing the tusks, remember? She's stealing tusks.
Are there towels in Africa, too? Or?
She's whipping the... Get in the hot tub, you little son of a bitch! Get in there!
Anything else?
Does anyone else know what you're talking about?
That she used to whip towels at her security team in a hot tub? I don't know. Look it up for yourselves. That's what she did. People keep asking, since we are off the air at 11:30 carrying the press conference, there is no fact or fiction today at 11:35. No fact or fiction today at 11:35.
I had a great pick, too.
Who were you going to go with?
Oh, I know. I was going to take Oregon. Hey, wait a minute. Laugh at me all you want.
No.
But that smoke and lock thing, I'm 6-1 in that sucker.
No, I'm laughing at what you said. Oh, I got a great pick. Who are you going to pick?
I didn't anticipate you asking me that. I like the Ducks getting 3 against Utah.
Well, the revenge game. We'll ask John Canzano will join us at top of the hour, and we'll get his thoughts on it. So, if you want to keep Carroll, I want to lay this out again. If you want to keep Carroll, then you have to trade him. You have to trade Russell because it's not working anymore.
Bad marriage.
If you want to say if Jody Allen, when she gets out of the tub and. And she says, we're keeping Russell. And Bert, we're keeping Russell.
you even have the sound effects.
Can we get I need your help. A sound effect of like a towel being whipped.
Anything else?
So if you want to keep Russell, then you have to fire him. And you have to hire you have to hire a offensive-minded coach. And whoever that is. I don't know.
Agreed, but they hired an offensive-minded guy in Shane Waldron.
No, but a head coach. You have to hire a Matt LaFleur.
Yeah.
A Shanahan.
Right.
Bienemy, whoever. A guy that is going to look at him and say, I'll turn him around. I will make him the quarterback that he can be. I would probably, at this moment where we're at, because you have DK, because you have Tyler Lockett, I would lean towards that scenario. However, if they decide and he says he wants out, because he's been culpable in this whole thing. He started this whole mess this last year. I don't like the way he's acted. He's leaked all these stories about wanting to be traded and all this crap, filming videos left and right. No one cares about the videos. Shut up and just get ready and play football and stop filming black and white videos all the time. But if he does want out and you say, well, all right, well, let's tear it all down, then they both have got to go. Both have got to go.
I'm with you on that. I think they both need to go too. And just you start over at this point, because really, what's it been since 2014? Every year you have the Super Bowl or bust. With Russell Wilson, that's the expectation. And so you haven't even made that. You haven't made the NFC Championship game in forever either. So you're two 14. Steps away, basically.
You know, someone had brought up a name. He will be a name that somebody on the text line just brought up. Yeah, a guy like Kellen Moore.
Oh, Kellen Moore. Yeah. Bring him in.
I mean, that's a name. I'm not saying Kellen
even
Moore is
head
the
coach.
Guy.
Head coach.
That's, yes. Yeah. If you get rid of him, then you need to bring in, and you say, and you're the ownership group. You're Jody Allen, you're Burt Cold. These are the two that are going to make the decisions on this franchise. And because they're the ones that have to fire Carroll, because Schneider can't do it. Then you have to hire an offensive-minded coach. You have to change everything about it because you have a franchise quarterback.
Well, you do, or I should say you did have a franchise quarterback. Because now when you look at him, we talked about it with the Arizona game. If you didn't know anything about Colt McCoy and Russell Wilson, you'd think Colt McCoy was the better quarterback. Yeah, and last night, the same thing with Taylor or Tyler Heineke, whatever you want to call him. That kid was better than Russell Wilson last night. So you can do a lot with a quarterback like Heineke. Look at this. I mean, the football team might make the playoffs with that kid.
You're right.
And, I mean, last year he almost beat the Bucks 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he almost beat him last year in the playoffs. So, yeah, and you need to trade Russell because we've seen his better days. Hugh has talked about him plateauing. And you need to get draft picks so that you can rebuild the problem areas on your roster.
So that's, you would go for option three.
Yeah.
Or no.
Is option three to lose both of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would. You're option three.
Yeah. Yeah. But my number one option would be trading Russell Wilson.
And keeping Carroll.
Well, no, I mean, I like option three better.
Okay.
But above all else, you need to trade Russell.
I'm like a 51-49 to keeping Russell, moving on from the coaching staff and bringing an offensive coach in. And just he's 33. My God, let's see what he can do in a couple of years. And if it doesn't work out, then okay, we really start over. Because we have the other guys in place. You know, you have DK, you've got Lockett. But I'll be honest, I can be swayed with just tearing the Band-Aid off on both.
Well, in the meantime, though, if you're Pete Carroll, why don't you just say the hell with it? Let's go back to the cooking thing.
Notre Dame. Oh, that's what we're going to say. Adam Levitan. Russell Wilson and DK Metcalf have played 3 games together, Chris Kidd, since the OnlyFans foursome story broke. The lines in those games for DK, 3 catches, 26, 4 for 31, 1 for 13. As Adam writes, hashtag reverse the Bible narrative.
Ooh.
I think there's something to that. Since the OnlyFans story broke, DK Metcalf has 8 catches.
So you think he's just like...
Maybe he just felt that,
man, that
he crossed
was,
the line. That, or maybe he wanted to be a part of it and DK wouldn't take his call.
Oh, I'm sure that's what it was. That must be.
Well, we'll discuss more of the disaster it was the Seahawks yesterday as we continue to broadcast from the 40-13 flag planting ass kicking studio here on 950 KJ. Johnny Canzano from the Oregonian will join us at top of the hour. His weekly visit brought to you by Reflex Knees, reflexknees.com. Get his thoughts on the hire of Kalen DeBoer, a Fresno State head coach there for a couple of years, very successful. Also at his alma mater, Sioux City. or Sioux Falls, right?
Sioux Falls.
And he will be introduced as the new head coach today at 11:30. Softy will anchor our coverage from Montlake starting at 11:30. Okay. And we're off. He will take it over. So thank you to Softy. Not only did Softy pay for our studio this week, the 40-13 flag planting ass kicking studio, he's also letting us get off early.
So we're done in 40 minutes.
Damn, nice. Thanks, Dave. So we'll get his thoughts on that. Obviously, the rematch there as well, Oregon-Utah. Jake Dicker being hired. Lincoln Riley coming. He's not sold on the Lincoln Riley thing.
He's not?
Yeah, he says pump the brakes on Lincoln Riley.
Did you see everything that he got?
Mother of God.
I mean, is that true? I mean, I saw it on Twitter, and I was kind of going, because they paid for his 200, or wait.
You want me to go ahead. I'll read it. This is from Robert Hefner.
I mean, I don't blame him for going to USC after hearing some of this stuff.
Let's just agree with Robert. I don't know if this is true. But you know what? On this show, right, Chris? We don't care about accuracy. Apparently, it's a $110 million deal. USC is buying both his homes in Norman for $500,000 over asking price. A $1 million bonus. And buying a $6 million home in L.A. for him. And an unlimited use of the private jet 24/7 for his family.
How good is that?
So I would want someone next week on Monday to go into the Pittsburgh Steelers press conference and look at Mike Tomlin and go, hey, did you hear what Lincoln Riley got at USC? Do you think you feel disrespected now that they asked, maybe they wanted to talk to you? Because I'll guarantee his deal ain't close to that.
No.
Nowhere near that. In fact, I think we know how much he made. I think he makes $8 million.
Tomlin's getting eight.
Something like that.
And how many years
is Riley getting?
I'll
guarantee his house in Pittsburgh ain't $6 million.
No.
Living on the beach in Manhattan Beach.
No. So, and Riley apparently was living in a home in Norman and having another one built is why he has two homes.
So but. if that's true, I mean, why wouldn't you go to college? Jesus.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing like Brian Kelly going to LSU. Wow. I mean, I bet he got something in that neighborhood, too, or else he would have never left Notre Dame.
I mean, that is just unbelievable.
We got to remember that. We got to remember this stuff when Dickert leaves. Instead of going, oh, man, Jake, come on, stay in Pullman.
If he has success, I'll give you a dollar that you'll have a I love it here. Never want to leave. And then Wisconsin comes calling. Maybe. Yeah, I just see a tug from home.
Yeah.
They all are professional liars. Yeah. That's what they do.
Matt Campbell will be the next one.
So the report is that Matt Campbell turned down Washington.
Yeah.
Offered little over $7 million and said no thanks.
I wonder if Notre Dame will be after him.
Well, I wonder if he had an idea. He turned down Washington. And $7 million is a big paycheck. I mean, I don't think that Jimmy Lake was making under three. So, and I don't, DeBoer's not getting $7 million. And so I wonder if Campbell turning them down, and again, those are the reports that Campbell turned them down, have an idea, you know, Oklahoma's open,
mm-hmm.
Notre Dame is going to be open. Maybe he jumps at that. Him or Luke Fickell, you would think one of those two guys would be on the move.
Yeah, they're both in good spots.
Or at least for raises.
Yeah, that's a tough one though, isn't it?
Do you like the Brian Kelly in a recruit's home, recruiting him to Notre Dame at the time, exactly the time the story broke that he's going to LSU?
That's when it happened.
Yep.
And watch that kid will end up going to LSU now.
Probably. And then did you see the group chat he sent?
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, so sorry that you heard it on the news. Hey, team meeting tomorrow at 7. Let me ask, if you were a Notre Dame football player, would you go to the team meeting? I don't think I would.
Probably not. There's no good way of doing it, though, is there?
Yeah, probably not.
Like, hey, kids, do you get it? You know, I was making $7 million here, and LSU's giving me $10 million. But if you're a kid,
you
still don't understand.
I like crawfish, and I want to make a lot more money, guys.
I never understand it when someone leaves Washington State. It's my alma mater. I didn't like it when Bill Moose went to Nebraska. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? You're a good man.
Well, the crazy thing about Notre Dame is they have an outside shot to get into the playoffs, and he's out.
Yeah. Well,
if stuff goes crazy this weekend, Notre Dame can slip in and be in the playoffs.
Is LSU a better job than Notre Dame? It's just all money.
I think they're equal footing. I think, no, you know what? I don't think it is because he plays in the SEC. where Notre Dame doesn't have that schedule. They don't play that.
Yeah.
I think Notre Dame's a better job. And because he can recruit nationally.
Yeah.
So I would think Notre Dame's a better job. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll get you ready for the Kalen DeBoer press conference coming up. Bottom of the hour, 11:30. Softy will anchor our coverage live from Montlake. So we will scoot on out and let him take on over at 11:30. John Canzano. He joins us every week talking all things Pac-12 football, brought to you by Reflex Knees, reflexknees.com. He interviewed Kalen DeBoer about a month or two ago. And so he has some good insight on the Huskies' new coach. We'll find out next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.